Thank you, Suzanne. Tonight we have with us three musicians with ties to Lyric Opera and the Chicago Philharmonic. They are pianist Eric Weimer, violinist Heather Wittels, and cellist Eran Meyer. On their program are two masterpieces from the German piano trio repertoire, the first trios by Mendelssohn and Brahms. Mendelssohn's work dates from 1839. Of the two works he wrote in this form, this one is the favorite among audiences and performers, probably because it's more lyrical and straightforward, harmonically and contrapuntally, than its companion. Although this is relatively easy music to appreciate as a listener, it makes considerable demands on its players. The piece opens with an expansive and expressive melody coming initially from the cello. The entire first movement seems to sweep forward from this point with alternating moments of tenderness and intensity, especially from the piano. The second movement is mostly melancholy in mood, with a middle section of considerable passion. The third movement evokes those sprites and fairies of perhaps A Midsummer Night's Dream, but with a bit more intensity. And the finale is full of passion and yearning. In a review of this piece by Robert Schumann, the critic and composer was emphatic about the quality of Mendelssohn's achievement. He wrote, "He is the Mozart of the 19th century, the most brilliant of musicians, the one who most clearly perceives the contradictions of the age, and the first to reconcile them." Here to open our live broadcast concert tonight are Heather Wittels, violin, Eran Meyer, cello, and Eric Weimer, piano, in the trio number 1 in D minor, opus 49, by Mendelssohn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music of Mendelssohn, performed by violinist Heather Wittels, cellist Eran Meyer, and pianist Eric Weimer. We heard the Piano Trio No. 1 in D minor, Opus 49. Yet to come, music of Brahms on our live broadcast this evening. But we'll take a break now and go to Suzanne Nance. Thank you, Suzanne. Before we get to the Brahms, I wanted to ask you folks how you came together as an ensemble. Is there a story behind that, or can't be just chance? It's too good for that.
Yeah. Heather and I have collaborated in a number of chamber music ventures. Last year, we were part of a piano quartet program, I think last March or February. And we had done some things back in the good old days when we had the main stage series on Sunday mornings.
I remember it well.
We did a few programs there as well.
Yeah.
And, I met Eran when he was playing with the Lyric Orchestra for a while, and we played some chamber music then. And I thought he was a terrific cellist, and I wanted to collaborate with him.
Great. Well, makes sense. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You have a concert coming up, right? Playing this music.
Yes, we're repeating this program on March 2nd at 3 p.m. in the Union Church in Hinsdale as part of the Chicago Philharmonic Chamber Music Series.
Ah, and how would one get tickets for that?
On the Chicago Philharmonic website, which is, I believe, chicagophilharmonic.org.
Okay, very good. Now we'll get to Brahms. And this is a very interesting piece in that we have a situation here where we have two editions of the work available to us, one which Brahms wrote rather early in his career, and then he came back to it. And of course, usually, if Brahms didn't like something, he just burned it. But this is one of those rare instances where we can actually see his process, perhaps. Have you actually seen the early edition of the piece?
Yes, I mean, excuse me. The early edition, at least in my score, is there, and I did take a look at it, and I have listened to a recording of it. I mean, I hate to say this, but I mean, I think Brahms always knew what he was doing.
However,
and I think at least the second time in 1889. I mean, it's extraordinary that there's a period of 35 years between the first version, which he wrote when he was just 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And his rethinking of it, which is a major rethinking of it, and we all know that Brahms is intensely self-critical, and there's probably reams of pieces which he destroyed. Having released this B major trio, which is in fact his first piece of chamber music that we have, having released that, in a sense, it was too late. I mean, so if he had misgivings, there was no way he couldn't somehow acquire all the copies and burn them.
Right.
So he had to redo it, and he pretty much redid the whole thing. Obviously, he had to keep some of it, or otherwise it wouldn't be a revision. but he, the second movement, the scherzo, is pretty much intact. But all of the other movements, they start pretty much the way they did in 1853, and then once he modulates into a secondary key, then he brings in a completely different second theme, and from there on, it's quite a bit different.
It's about a third shorter in this second version, I guess.
Yeah.
From
yes.
what he started out with.
Yeah, the first movement actually goes along in a kind of a normal sonata allegro form, and then suddenly there's this gigantic fugue that comes out of nowhere. And Brahms was 20. He was 20 years old. He was out to conquer the world, and he hadn't quite learned how to knit things together more tightly.
Okay. Well, let's hear the piece, Piano Trio No. 1, B Major, Opus 8. In the latter edition from 1889. Music of Brahms, it's in four movements. They're marked Allegro con brio, Scherzo, Allegro molto, Adagio, and Allegro. And we're going to hear it played now by violinist Heather Wittels, cellist Eran Meyer, and pianist Eric Weimer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brahms Piano Trio No. 1 in B major, Opus 8. Performed here live from WFMT by violinist Heather Wittels, cellist Aaron Meyer, and pianist Eric Weimer. Before the Brahms, we heard the Mendelssohn Piano Trio No. 1 in D minor, Opus 49. Our thanks to these fine musicians for being with us this evening. Thanks also to our music producer, Mary Mazurek, and our associate producer, Andy Lamoureux. Next week, as our series continues, we'll hear from members of the International Chamber Artists. I'm Carrie Frumkin, host and producer of these programs, hoping you'll be with us again next Monday night at 8 for more music and performance live from WFMT.